It could be one of the most important decisions that the Deschutes County Commissioners will make this year, hiring a new administrator. After an extensive search that drew about 50 applicants, seven of the top candidates are in Bend today and tomorrow for extensive interviews. Commissioner Alan Unger says before inviting the top seven to the final round, they did some face-to-face interviews using Skype.
In a general sense, what did you think of the field of candidates that you narrowed it down to?
Well, there's a lot of candidates that have a lot of public experience already, and there are some that have no public experience but a lot of private experience, and it'll be interesting to see as they're interviewed how that plays out is the difference between groups and are there opportunities one way or the other.
The post has been vacant since the commission fired Dave Kanner more than 5 months ago, and tonight the public is able to meet the candidates at 5:30 at the Deschutes Services Building. Chuck Arnold, executive director of the Downtown Bend Business Association, proposed to the city council a 3-cent increase in square footage rate for downtown businesses to help fund improvements to the downtown area. Arnold says it's been about 4 years since the Economic Improvement District for Downtown Bend has seen an increase, and most of the 375 businesses are on board with the rate increase.
You realize why you need a district like this to continue is that this is the most urbanized space for over 100 miles. It's a very concentrated, dense little downtown, and because of that, it has some urban challenges and some things that we need to constantly work on. We do a lot of maintenance and a lot of cleaning, a lot of upkeep of downtown that kind of happens behind the scenes.
Arnold says it's really crucial to have the tools and funding available to keep Bend attractive to visitors. There will be public hearings at the March and May City Council meetings, and upon approval, the new rate will go into effect in June. A prisoner released early this morning took less than an hour to begin his life of crime again. Just before 6 a.m., 26-year-old Brian Carl Kennedy of Bend was involved in a dispute at the Mount Bachelor Hotel. The noise brought the manager and other guests to the scene, where Kennedy then aggressively approached the manager. Kennedy then struck one of the guests in the head and fled. Then a few minutes later, Bend PD got a second call that Kennedy was at an AM/PM store at 3rd and Murphy demanding money from people. And at one point, he pulled a woman, a 25-year-old of Bend, out of her car. Bend Police Lieutenant Brian Kendall tells you what happened next.
First officer arrived on scene and saw the subject fleeing, and officer tried to contact him. He was not compliant, tried to take a swing at an officer, and at that point the dog was deployed and bit him in the arm, and the officer was able to subdue him in handcuffs. And then we took him to the Deschutes County Jail to be lodged on all these charges, where he proceeded to assault a jail deputy.
Kennedy has several charges pending against him, including robbery, kidnap, and assault on a police officer. Lawmakers in Salem seem to be on the same page over how they will deal with a $200 million budget gap. Jason Conger of Bend says it won't involve cuts to education and senior programs, and people don't have to worry about new taxes or fees either.
The framework for a budget deal has already come out and is getting a lot of support. And basically, it involves making some efficiency cuts in specific programs and specific agencies. A lot of the cuts will come from middle management.
The largest proposed cuts come from the elimination of some managers, support, and public affairs positions, saving about $25 million. Conger also says the state will continue to have an emergency fund in case the economy doesn't get better soon. And short sales still make up a lot of the home sales in Central Oregon, and many distressed properties remain on the market. But what many homeowners contemplating a short sale might not know is a federal tax law is expiring that affects taxes. This law forgave the income effects of a short sale, but this law expires at the end of 2012, and those who undergo a short sale at that time may get hit with a tax bill. Kip Lohr of Lohr Real Estate explains.
A tax code protection that currently protects some homeowners from tax consequences as a result of a short sale is expiring at the end of this year. And so as a result, if that tax protection is not extended, next year, folks that are doing short sales or thinking about doing short sales are going to run into trouble with tax issues.
A 2007 tax law set to expire by 2013 would allow the government to tax homeowners on the forgiven debt on their short sale. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.